Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Hello. Welcome. It's Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkamilam and Squamish-speaking people who have been here since time immemorial, gathering and sharing stories and music and culture and all of that. And I am very honored and grateful to be able to do that in my own way here at CJSF in the place we now call Burnaby. I am Jesse, and I'm back. I was away for the past 3 weeks in Japan, and that was amazing, as I'm sure you can imagine. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. I'm going to play a record that I found at a record store in Japan. You know what? Let's just start with that. I was going to leave it till later in the show because it ties in thematically with the segment where I chat with Volunteer Min about Japan, because he also went there earlier this year. I do want to jump into the main feature for today as well, which is a roundtable discussion that I did with four filmmakers from three films that are part of the 5th Annual Vancouver Black Independent Film Festival, which happens starting today, October 30th, through November 1st, Saturday, at The Culch in East Vancouver. So we will jump into that, but as we always do here on Speak Up, we're going to start with a little bit of local music, and this is local music that I picked up at a record store in Japan. I went to Jet Set Records in Kyoto and was shocked to find not one, but two separate 7-inch records by Vancouver artists. The first one was a record by Woolworm, which I already owned, and the other was a record by Weed, who at one point were my very, very favorite local Vancouver band. They might still be, they're just not a band anymore. I found the single for £1,000, which, according to the little liner note that I have translated from Japanese, is a pre-release of the latest album from this indie guitar pop band from Vancouver. This is the band's third vinyl single, cut from the full-length album Running Back, released on the same label, which is Lefse. Side A is an exhilarating melodic guitar pop track that is also featured on their latest album Running Back. That's what we're going to hear. Side B is a completely different experience, with all instrumental tracks being experimental. Cool. Maybe we'll have time for that, but we're just going to get right into it. Right now, this is £1,000 by Weed from a record store in Japan. We'll be right back. no longer active local band Weed, picked up at a Kyoto record store, which was a wonderful coincidence. I'll have more on that in a bit, but now we're going to hear my roundtable discussion with four filmmakers who, as I mentioned, have works that are showing at this weekend's 5th Annual Vancouver Black Independent Film Festival, which goes October 30th to November 1st at The Culch in East Vancouver. You can get tickets at VBIFF25, Vancouver Black Independent Film Festival 25, VBIFF25.eventive, eventive.org, vibff25.eventive.org. I'll put a link to it on our website, cgsf.ca, as well. But for now, let's just get right into that discussion.
So my name is Marlo Brown. I'm originally from Barbados, and my film is based on the struggles and trials and tribulations of single mothers. I wanted to focus on that because not only am I a product of a single mother, but there's a negative connotation around single mothers, and I wanted to raise the stigma surrounding them.
And what's the name of the film?
Pardon me?
What's the name of the film?
Dear Single Mom.
Dear Single Mom?
Yeah.
And when does it play?
It plays on November 1st at 6:30 p.m.
And why do you think audience members should come view your film?
Because it's something that they couldn't relate to. There are a lot of single mothers in the province of B.C.
Et tu ton nom est un petit peu au sujet du film.
D'accord. Donc je m'appelle Céline Bernabé. Donc je suis originaire de la Guadeloupe et de la Martinique, donc des îles caribéennes françaises. Et donc on a présenté notre film Je ne suis pas elle, je suis l'autre. I'm not her, I'm the other. Donc ça parle en fait de l'histoire d'une femme artiste qui a développé une maladie psychique suite à la mort de sa mère et qui se bat contre les freins de la société dans le but de récupérer la garde puisqu'elle lui a été enlevée suite à une décision judiciaire. Donc voilà, c'est un film qu'on a co-réalisé avec Kevin Macedo donc, et moi-même. Et donc on l'a fait de nos propres moyens puisque c'est en autoproduction. Et je suis également l'actrice principale et la scénariste du film.
Et pourquoi est-ce que les personnes devraient aller voir votre film?
Alors le but aussi donc c'est de pouvoir aussi sensibiliser aux maladies psychiques, c'est pouvoir ouvrir aussi des discussions puisque par la suite notre objectif c'est de mettre en place des ciné-débats, on espère à l'international, pour justement susciter au niveau des consciences pour ouvrir un peu le dialogue sur ces maladies dont on parle vraiment très peu aujourd'hui. Alors par le biais du cinéma, on espérait pouvoir développer le sujet et de manière poétique. Voilà.
Merci.
Yourself, your name and again a little bit about the film.
My name is Kevin Macedo. I'm the cinematographer of I'm Not Her, I'm the Other. And I co-direct with Céline this film.
Can you tell us just a little bit about the film, what it's about?
I wish I could do it in English. It's a little bit hard, but it's the story of a woman, an artist woman, struggling with a mental illness following her mother's death. And she tries to overcome society judgment and obstacles caused by her health condition to regain custody of her daughter.
And why do you think that audience members should come see your film?
I think it's a strong story and emotional story. And we tell the story with a lot of poetry, and when you watch the film, you come really inside the illness through the story.
Great, thank you. introduce yourself and just a little bit about the film you're involved with.
The name of the film.
And the name of the film.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Marco Ashley Dixon, born and raised here in the heart of Vancouver, British Columbia. I've worked on various sets from 1987, have 3 degrees, cinematography, creative writing, and motion picture, along with performing arts. This story was all by the blast of a gentleman getting his balls sacked on the speed bump bus ride through False Creek. After that, when he said and called for, "Oh God," I answered back. Then he asked, "How do I save this from never happening again?" Memorize your bus route. Hold your back up one level and you'll never feel it. He said, "Oh God, thank you." After that, the chapters started rolling in, and there are 21 in total for the full book. This was the lucky one, being my grad project for getting my bachelor's in motion picture. My mom, Branka Mihailovic, wrote the music, and it is a story about God's analysis on us, how "Oh my God" is way too much for him to handle. And another infection of the word to create anxiety called "Oh."
And what's the name of the film?
Oh, It Never Ends.
And when does it play?
It plays at 7:20 between the 6:30 to 9 p.m. time slot at the Colch Theater, Friday, October 31st.
Great, and why do you think audiences should come see your film?
The special thing about me is I'm epileptic, I have cerebral palsy, I've been pronounced dead 5 times, but I've worked in the industry all my life to show that it's not about someone controlling you, you've got to control yourself. And if you're unable to do that, you'll never find where you want to go. Everyone has had a hard time in life. I've had many. And it is the most difficult thing when your body is detached from your soul. And you've only got a few seconds to spare, deciding to stay up there or jump back and enjoy the ride.
Thank you. I want to ask each of you how you got involved with the Vancouver Black Independent Film Festival. So,
for me, I first met Lincoln in 2023 when I was a vendor at the Vancouver Black Bloc Party. And when he heard that I was a poet, he welcomed me to the first one in 2023 at the Colch. So I was very intrigued by that. At that time, I did have a short film, but it wasn't eligible for that at that time because we were still in production and there was a lot of confusion surrounding it. So I had written a lot of poetry since then, and we were in talks about discussing which film would be suitable for the Vancouver Black Independent Film Festivals and just for those festivals in the whole. So we focused on this one, and I reached out to Lincoln late, actually, and he's just welcomed me with open arms since that. I have been doing a lot of work with him in the past. Through the Love James Poetry Showcase, I have been the poetry champion for the 2024 edition, so we had a connection overall.
Donc en fait, quand on a terminé notre film, on a décidé, avant effectivement de pouvoir le projeter dans le cadre de Destiné Débat, de postuler à des festivals. Donc c'est ce qu'on a fait. On a vu effectivement sur Internet la possibilité de le faire avec ce festival. Et ça nous a semblé vraiment logique de pouvoir postuler. Et puis voilà, c'est comme ça que ça s'est passé tout simplement. Et on est vraiment honorés d'avoir gagné le prix du meilleur film international. Donc voilà, et on est vraiment heureux d'être ici. C'est une chance. Vraiment, on est reconnaissant de ce qui se passe pour le film et pour la lumière qui est mise sur le message aussi qu'on veut transmettre. Voilà.
Parfait.
Merci.
Ah, en anglais.
After finish the film, we decided to submit our movie to film festival, and we saw the Vancouver Black Independent Film Festival because we make the film with our own budget, and we are so grateful to be select. And Céline and I, we didn't realize that we won. Canadian people love the film, and we are so grateful to be here in Vancouver.
Thank you.
What was the process of having the film selected to be part of it?
Well, Lincoln goes way back with me as my dad handled and managed fashion shows for a Dutch designer that we knew back in the 90s. He was the photographer for it, and I was the little baby of 4 years old, three, introducing and walking down the red carpet for all the ladies. Her name is Coco Hoeksema, and her style was You Know Coco. Sold at Wreck Beach many years, and throughout all of her areas of business, I'm still connected with her. And by the luck of the draw, I saw Lincoln right on Broadway, told him to look at my website, because it's what everyone called me down at Wreck Beach, Naked Lenny, so admedia.com. NakedThenMedia.com, you'll see the full page of the book and all my other stories included.
Great, thanks. The theme of the festival this year is Afrofuturism. What does that mean to you? And do you feel like your film connects with that theme in some way or another?
To me, it's a representation of how we are currently and how we will be viewed in the future. I think my film conveys the topic accurately because of the way that single mothers are viewed in the past, how they're viewed at present, and how they can be viewed in the future. We focus a lot on the African and, by extension, the Caribbean diaspora, and I think that is a fair blend of the two. I was glad to bring my culture from home to the city of Vancouver, and I think that, yes, my film accurately conveys that.
Thank you.
Alors, comment expliquer? En fait, ce que j'entends en fait dans l'afrofuturisme, c'est aussi ce qu'on imagine, qu'on perçoit en fait de l'avenir en lien avec les problématiques de notre société. Et c'est vrai qu'au niveau de la santé mentale, pouvoir développer des choses de manière, comment dire, aller au-delà, en fait, au-delà de des codes, c'est-à-dire que notre film, notre court-métrage, c'est un court-métrage immersif. On a un peu cassé en fait les codes, en tout cas ce qu'on a pu observer en Guadeloupe, en France, il y a des structures au niveau des courts-métrages. Nous, on a un peu cassé les choses, on a fait des séquences qui sont plus ou moins longues pour aller avec le rythme de la maladie. Et donc, moi je me dis que quelque part avec notre film, on est allé au-delà de quelque chose qui est, on a un peu devancé le futur, enfin, on a un peu, comme on est aussi, on représente aussi la population afro-caribéenne, je vois ce lien-là, en fait, hein. Le fait de casser les codes pour aller de l'avant, je sais pas comment un peu expliquer, mais un peu, voilà, je sais pas si j'ai été un peu claire.
Je pense que...
Ok, d'accord, merci.
Et c'est un sujet compliqué, mais un petit peu en anglais, peut-être.
Un petit peu. So, like Céline said, with our film, we don't use traditional rules of cinema, because we treat the story with poetry. So we our movie talk more with emotion, and we think we both some futurism with our style, and I think that's why people are touched by the story, because it's unusual, and yes, it's one people's story with one actress, and they don't see a lot of movie with this kind of thing.
Just one person.
Yeah. So you are deep in her life. Mm.
Okay. Thanks.
And for you, what does the concept of Afrofuturism mean, and do you think it connects with your story, your film?
Which one is it called?
In terms of Afrofuturism, one of you is it? My mom, she's from Belgrade, Serbia. My dad, right in the heart of town of Montego Bay. And being half Jamaican, half Serbian, it's all a part of me. Always been around many cultures, and growing up it was said to me in terms of being a filmmaker that it was sort of my destined choice. Growing up on seizures, I was attached to the television in the hospital. It was those things that kept me alive when being sedated on hard medications. That really just hurt me a lot and destroyed some of my immune and digestive tract. As in terms of the black independence, it's always going to be a part of me, and I'm always there for someone else. Everything that I've experienced has something to say. Like, in terms of, oh, then it's what now? What the fuck? Oh, or, oh, holy shit. Shut up. Why me? Is anything for certain? How do you solve it? And those are all flushing in as I'm writing it right now, to continue the visual experience of what just this little 9 minute has to say about everyone having to find some way back to their root point without calling for their imaginary friend who everyone claims to be God, but he's never right beside you when you need it. You've got to have a critical mind to understand life.
Thank you.
the last thing I want to do is just ask if any of you have anything else you want to say about your film or that you think that people should know.
Okay, so I liked my fellow filmmaker. We also didn't use a traditional sense of filmmaking. You know, again, I like the concept, and we also focus on having one set of actors as well. So in our film, you'll see the single mother with children and a person narrating the poem. I chose to be the person not actually reading the poem because I wanted to showcase Barbadian culture. So a lot of it you'll see using Barbadian structures from Bridgetown. You'll see several parts of Bridgetown. You'll see like the traditional stove, etc. Not giving too much away from the film. And it's actually the second time that I've done that. It started as a poem, you know, just honoring single mothers, and I used the same director as last time, who actually had the vision to convert it into what is now known as visual poetry. I'm extremely dependent on using imagery in my poetry, but he took the vision even further, where you can actually see it and see what we're talking about. So I'm extremely thankful for that, and extremely thankful that Lincoln gave us the opportunity to showcase that to the city of Vancouver.
Thank you.
Alors pour ajouter un peu, pour expliquer un peu au niveau de la création du film, c'est l'adaptation en fait d'une pièce de théâtre que j'ai créée et qui a été éditée en 2021. Et donc voilà, elle a été écrite de manière poétique, c'est pour ça qu'on retrouve toute la poésie dans le film. Puisqu'il y a aussi, des passages en vers, il y a des poèmes, etc. Et bon, ça c'était juste pour pouvoir compléter. On veut vraiment remercier le festival. Vancouver Black Independent Film Festival, de nous avoir donné cette opportunité d'être là, de pouvoir découvrir. Et on invite tout le monde à aller voir tous les films parce que je pense que c'est d'une richesse importante et il faut le faire vivre, ce festival. C'est important de saisir cette chance de pouvoir voir des films qui sont été sélectionnés à travers le monde. Donc merci encore, merci à Lincoln, merci à toute l'équipe. On est vraiment reconnaissant, comme je disais. Et puis voilà, je crois que c'est tout. Vous voulez rajouter en français?
Moi, en anglais, tu veux dire?
Non, mais oui. Bon, voilà, c'était tout.
Ouais, merci.
Attends, je l'écris.
Et tu ne dois pas traduire s'il y a quelque chose que vous voulez dire aussi.
Can I try in English?
Yeah.
I'm not her, I'm the other. Is an adaptation of my literary work, Cuckoo, a poetic play, written and published in 2021 in France. It's a 28-minute fictional film that tells the story of an artist who developed mental illness. This film aims to raise people awareness of mental illnesses of all kinds, combat prejudice,